So, what's my job? I wish I knew. Over, if you would, to Isaiah, chapter 53. And in our thinking, as we sought to understand a little bit on Sunday, the Lord is our shepherd and we are the sheep. So, keeping that in mind, if you would, and therefore, we reminded ourselves that if we are not a sinner, we're not disconnected from God, then we don't need God. If we like that, if we feel that way, then I should say, let me back up. If you are disconnected from God and you're dead in sins, then you need a Savior. Otherwise, you don't need a Savior. You don't need to. Jesus Christ is irrelevant to you, just a nice man who lived a long time ago. But, and so, and when it comes to being a believer, the believer, in order to enjoy God, needs to understand in a number of ways, as a sheep. They need to be a sheep. And if you're not a sheep, you don't need a shepherd. That's all. You have to understand sheep, and you'll need a shepherd. If you're not a sheep, I'm not a sheep, I don't need a shepherd. So, and we share together in Isaiah to remind us, in Isaiah 53 is all about our Lord, his crucifixion. And we shared in particular, verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. That's a simile, everything, we are all like sheep. Comparison, one thing is like another. We are all like sheep, that's what we are. We aren't sheep, we're like sheep. And of all the animals that run around and get born, the sheep is the most, doesn't really handle life well. They when they get wander, they can't find their way back. All kinds of things. We share them on something. They just don't. They just don't do good at all. And the Lord makes it clear that you aren't. If you were a rhinoceros, you'd be all set, or a baby deer, but you can't be a human. Human needs sheep. Humans need care, obviously. So as we're born, little baby, just think of it. It's obvious. Little babies, little deer runs around pretty quickly, gets his legs in order, or elephant, baby, whatever, and they're in order. That is not true for humans. Little babies stay little babies for a long time comparatively, and they don't do anything, they don't go anywhere at all. They're very, very, very dependent. That's the way we are, little sheep. And therefore, without care, without help, we would never make it. So when you read now, all we like sheep, so that's all humans. And we share together on Sunday again without, remember that Christ died on the cross, the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world. That's why, and therefore, that's why we're all created, because Christ has provided. He died, and that we shared all of that. He's the centerpiece, the Lamb of God. He's the centerpiece for all angelic human creation. God is the Lamb slain from ever, before anything ever was, in God's design and plan, there he is. He's going to go to the cross and die. That's the center. Hang on to that. That is the centerpiece of it all. And in the, well, I won't get tied up. Now, having said that little bit, and verse 7, we are the sheep, okay? And in verse 7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. So we are the sheep going astray, and he is the lamb. He is the lamb to be slain. That's what it's all about. So sheep, lamb, one. Same class, same box, belong together. Now, having said that and keeping that in mind, over, if you would please, over to the Gospel of John again. And John in chapter 10, as you might guess. And our Lord makes it clear that he is the shepherd of the sheep. So there's no question. He is the, and remember what we did on Sunday in that, the Lamb is my shepherd, / the Lord is my shepherd. The Lamb, the Lord, is the shepherd. He's the shepherd. Who's the shepherd? The Lamb. Who is the Lamb? He's the Lord. Hang on to that. Now, so in chapter 10, picking up, please, over in verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. So the Lord Jesus Christ is the door. He's the door, so there's no question about that, that he is that. And so therefore, we can't get into any pasture. We can't find the pasture without going through the door. We got to go through the door to get to the pasture. The word shepherd, remember, has to do with a verb to tend, to pasture, to guide, to feed, to care for the flock, to care for the flock, to feed the flock, to provide. The word pasture is the word. Shepherd, that's what a shepherd does. He's constantly, participle, caring. So, having said that, so he's the door. You can't get to the pasture. His pasture, you can't get to it except you go through the door. And sliding down to verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. So he's the door to get to the pasture. You can't have all of the wonderful truths of God's word, the wonderful truths of being alive on planet Earth and being saved, knowing you have an awesome future. You can't understand that. You can't even enjoy that apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the door. There's no way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one in any way, shape, or form comes unto the Father except by me. No one can get there. So we can have all kinds of hopes and dreams. We can have all of that. But you can't have that. You can think about it. You can read it. You can write a whole book about it. But you'll never experience it apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, having said that little bit and keeping that in mind, and he's the door of the sheep, and I am the, and in the process, we'll slide over for time's sake. Now, verse 24. Now, he's the door and he's the shepherd. And the shepherd's going to go. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long doth thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. And tell us so that we want to know. We don't believe, but we want to know if you're really who you are, and then we'll consider it. And he already told us, made it clear, he's the door and he's the shepherd. And they're the sheep. Verse 25. Jesus answered them, I told you and you believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. So you guys just don't believe. So tell us plainly, well, you don't believe. What am I going to do? Think of eyesight again, blind. Now, if you can't see, no matter what the color chart is, this week, next year, or 50 years from now, you can't tell the difference between green and blue because you're blind. and you're blind when you're 15 years old, and you're blind when you're 70 years old. You're still blind. When you die, you're blind, except then you wake up. You're in a different realm. Now, having said that, verse 26 again. And you believe not, because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you, my sheep. Now I want you to keep the pronoun in mind. The pronouns are all over the place, and pronouns are very, very important. Pronouns are. When you say my, and when you say that, you want to think of it, if you could. Let me go a little further. In verse 27, my sheep, again, hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. David, what are you doing? Yea, though I walk through the valley of deep darkness, I have fear no evil, thou art with me. Verse 28, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. We have the same hand. We're one hand. No, we're not two hands. We're not three hands. We're one hand. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. One God. One God in essence, nature, being, expressing himself, giving understanding of he's different than we are. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now, having said that and keeping that in mind, over, if you would, please, to Psalm 95, to get a little reminder again. Remember, the Lord is my shepherd, and humans are the sheep. The shepherd has to die to save the sheep. And that's why we're all created, because Christ died for us. That's why you can be created, because Christ died. There's no one born on planet Earth that Christ didn't die for. It's just impossible. So therefore, chapter 95, picking up again, so you pick up our little word shepherd. If I can, 95 verse 7. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, it's his pasture. I'm the door. You can't get to the pasture. It's my pasture. Who's the field belong to? God. Who can have it? No one can have it. It's God's pasture. Got to get it God's way. I am the door. And verse 7, and we are the sheep of his hand. No man can pluck you what? Out of my hand. We just read it. I and my Father's hand are one. So no one's going to pluck him out of my hand. So we are the sheep of thy hand. So hang on. It's where we are. Now, Psalm 100. And again, you know, Psalm 100, if I can, in verse 3. Know ye not, know ye that the Lord, he is God? It is he that hath made us, he's our creator, and not ourselves. We didn't manage it, manipulate. Mom and dad didn't do it. Mom and dad just gave us a body. That's all they gave us. The person, it belongs to God. Now, we don't make persons. God makes persons. You are made in his image and likeness as a human. Know ye not that he is God, verse 3? It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So we belong in the pasture. Whose pasture? His pasture. Why do we belong in his pasture? Because we're his sheep. That's why. We're his sheep. My sheep, hear my voice, my sheep. Now, so when we say that, my, and you want to think about that in the process, when it comes to something, we reminded ourselves on Well, on Sunday, something is yours, and we mentioned your shoes. That's something you all have in one form or another. Shoes. And the shoes on your feet are your shoes, I assume. They're your shoes. And you don't have a problem. If there's 25 pairs of shoes up here, you know your pair of shoes, assuming they're all identified. You know your shoes. They aren't, you say, that's not my shoe. They're not my shoes. Not my shoes. Here's the key to the car, the key to the house, and here's a pile of keys. And you have the keys in your pocket, and you pull your keys out and say, this is my key to my car, to my house. You don't have a problem with it. Of all the keys piled up, you can look at hundreds of keys. They aren't important to you, and they aren't relevant to you. It's your key. It's when it's your key. When it's your key. When you go to a thing, you have a father, had a father one way or the other, a mother. And when you did, what'd you do? You had a father. I had a father, and all of us. And in the process, I could have had lots of kinds of men and people he worked on, people I met all growing up. But you know what? I never had a question about who my father was. I wouldn't go to the neighbor 10 houses down to talk to them for something. I'd go to my father, my mother. Why? Because they're mine. They're mine. It has to be mine. It has to be mine. It isn't mine. I don't know what to do if it isn't mine. When you go to the dentist, don't you look to him to be the dentist? You open your mouth, what do you go to him for? Because he's my dentist. You don't go to a guy standing out there in the street corner with a little kit and says, tooth care free. New system. And you go there and you go get there and you open your mouth. You don't open your mouth to him. You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that, would you? No, you want to go to your dentist. And you willingly, almost, open your mouth. You go to your doctor. There's all kinds of doctors, but you go to your doctor. It's my doctor, my dentist, my mother, my father, my shepherd. Where do you claim it? You can't claim it if it isn't. It has to be. Otherwise, it isn't mine. And if it isn't mine, I don't know what to do. I don't have it. I only have what is mine. What is mine? Etc. Now, keeping that in front of you, your personal, the doctor, the dentist, mother, father, the personal care, personal concern, we share that. Casting all your care upon him. For he careth for you, 1 Peter 5:7. Passing all your care, your anxiety, the cares of, think of Matthew 13, the cares of this world, the anxiety, we've got them, we live in them. We're creating anxieties and by the dozen, by a lot, and they're going to keep coming. The switch is on. And the anxiety about this and anxiety about that, and we got them. That's divided mind. Casting all that would divide your mind in 18 different directions, casting all your care upon him, God has a concern, a care for you. Now the dentist has, and the doctor has, and the father has, should have, and the mother does, etc. They have a care. That's right. And we're supposed to do that. So God, hang on, we need to do that. Because that's what sheep do. Sheep need to care. Because the sheep can't make it. Oh, it doesn't mean the sheep can't do whatever. But the sheep is very vulnerable to wolves, wandering. If it goes off in the wrong place, it can't find its way back. Wow. Without a shepherd. So God, here we are looking at us humans, And us humans are in the place where we need a shepherd. So in the process of that, in the light of the conditions in which we live and which we're finding right now, we have all kinds of things going on in a great global way, and all of it's coming out very quickly, so you don't have to guess. There's the whole global system we live in has got weakened and made very vulnerable, very easy to get after and to give fear. And fear makes for control, and control makes for conformity, and conformity makes you captive. So, very easy. You've got the green, the warming. You're sitting up here, someone, aren't you concerned about the warming? A young girl, aren't you concerned about the warming? And I didn't know whether my coat was too much or not. I mean, what could I tell you? The warming. I said to myself, how can you sit there as a young lady and you're concerned about the warming of the world that's going to come to an end in 12 years or something if we don't fix it? Fear. Virus. Fear. When's it going away? Well, we get a shot, and then we get a shot, and what about that mask? Oh, no, you could still have it. And that keeps going. What's it do? It creates what has happened, and you have the great... all those different things that are all riled up globally to go to work. Global reset, the fourth industrial revolution, whatever, which is technology. Technology needs to take over for everybody. Technology, and whoever controls it. And so you have the green, great reset, fourth generation industrial revolution and all of that. And you got them, and they're all there in all one form or another, bringing back better. I read something the other day, with the slogan, bringing back better. That's an opportunity for the world. This is an occasion that has not happened globally for the world. To fix it, to make it perfect, to take over, to make everything equal, to make the poor poorer, and to make the rich richer, and to make the poor love being poorer, and everything else. Wow. That's what it is. They're excited. That's our own country is now. The big, everything is there. It's a big movement. And one is profit, money, and business. That's more important. The rest of it's immaterial, about people, we the people, declaration, we the people of these United States. We don't do that. It isn't people, people aren't the issue. What we're looking for is to think of communism. Same thing, communism. Communism makes and then the people, a handful of people in position, in power, control everything. That's what they do. What are they doing? And they say it. You read it. We want to help the poor humans that are too stupid to take care of themselves and to understand life. We're going to do it for them. We're going to help in equality and all of this. So you got all of that stuff going on. And it's big time. And it ain't going to go away. And it's going to show up in all over the place. So God, here we are looking. Now, God, what did you want us to do? Well, in the process, here we are, and looking to everything. So, if I can, in your Bible, over to Psalm 18. In Psalm 18, if you're still there, let me just help you a little bit. Now, David, what are you going to say? Now, remember, personal pronoun, it's very important. I can say, the Lord is the shepherd. Think of the hymn we mentioned it the other day, one of the patriotic hymns. My country, 'tis of thee. my country, my country. Not our country, not some other country, my country, my shepherd. Now, so here's my, what's it do? What did it do for David? David's a young boy, and he went, and God killed a lion and a bear and a Goliath and all the rest of it. Psalm 18, picking up in verse 1. You know, just you have it in your Bible. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Remember, if it's mine, then you can have it. You use it. You use it because it's yours. Here's a tissue that's mine at the moment. That's my tissue. I can use it. My tissue. My strength. Verse 2. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, shield, the horn of my power, that which offensive, defensive weapon, the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. I shall be saved from mine enemies. God, it's all personal. And if God, this book is personal. Being saved is personal. What did we say when we get saved? The Lord Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. My personal Savior. Not just a Savior, he's my personal Savior. He's my Lord, my God. That's what we say. Because it's mine. They're going to go away. My father wasn't going to go away. My mother wasn't going away. The doctor and the lawyer, Indian chief, they're all there. Now, so therefore, that, you got that, and we keep going in the psalm. But let's move on, history-wise, and David over to Psalm 23. And here's David, older, in writing. And again, watch it. Just I'm going to read it simply and stop, make a point. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me. The shepherd leads me. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My, me, me, my. It's all about David's relationship. So when you read God's word, you're looking for you want to learn of your relationship to God and exercise it. He's the word that gave you the words of the Bible. That's why the Bible, words of God, tell us about the person of God, who is the word of God. And so when I do that, we're reading and looking. It's personal. God's personal. Personal. Mine. It's mine. No one can take it away. No one can take that away. You can't take my father. He's long gone. And you can't take couldn't take my father away. My father's my father, whether I like it or not. Whether anything, no matter what the government is, no matter what anything, he's my father. Now, having said that, and keeping that in mind, if you would, in the light of that, sliding over, if I can, let's go over to Romans. Romans, if you would. And in Romans, picking it up, and before I do that, I think On your way to Romans, if you're coming from Psalms, you're going to have to pass Matthew. So stop at Matthew, if you would. And we'll lead into it a little different way. In Matthew chapter 10, our Lord sent out his disciples on their mission to bear witnesses. And in the process, they did that. And you would note, please, in chapter 10, sliding down to the 12, Jesus, I'll read verse 5. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not unto the way of the Gentiles, but into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not. No, they're going to go to the Jews. Verse 6. But rather, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So you start with the Jews. Where do you start? Judgment. You start with the priest. If the priest don't do it, you go to the people. If you know people don't do it, you go to anyone that fears God. Down the list. Where do you start? You start with the people that know the most. Our own. Judgment begins at the house of God. And if judgment, Peter, if judgment begins at us, we're the first ones right now. We're the ones. We're the ones that we're supposed to know. We're the ones that are supposed to understand. We're the ones that are supposed to be with it. And God starts there and then works down. So, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He came to the Jews first. We got saved because they didn't believe in God's grace. Over to Luke. Luke in chapter 10. And in Luke chapter 10, again, and you will note, please, sliding down to, I'll read verse 2. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Verse 3. Go your ways, behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. I'm sending you forth as lambs against wolves, little lambs, and wolves are just waiting to what? Eat you up. That's what they're doing. Now, that's what you're doing, God? It is. Oh, that must have been awful for those 12. Hold it, Romans chapter 8. And in Romans chapter 8, may I pick up, please, as you would know, Romans 8, and you'll catch it. Let's catch it right up front here. Chapter 8, sliding over in the light of nothing can separate us from the love of God. And you're going to slide over to verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? Verse 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Luke 10. I sent you forth little lambs among wolves. Now, God, what are you doing? Sheep, what is the great issue from before anything's created? When everything's created, Revelation, all of it, the Lamb, the little Lamb is going to reign in a new Jerusalem and a new heavens and a new earth forever. The little Lamb, the resurrected Christ, the little Lamb, the Lamb who's our shepherd, the Lamb who's our Lord, is going to reign forever and ever. That's it. Wow, that's the centerpiece. Uh-huh. So God, what did you send us? Well, we're sheep. Sheep? That's right. I sent you as little lambs among the wolves. Oh, God, what are you doing? Well, I'm the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And I'm going to go to the cross, and I'm going to demonstrate what the whole ball game is about. It's about my being able to glorify my wonderful person, dying on the cross and saving everyone, making everything fixable except the angels, making everything fixable. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do it to demonstrate my magnificent person, the judge, my love, my mercy, my grace, my everything, my whole character has to be displayed. Where are we going to find it displayed? On Calvary's cross, where Christ is willing to be the sin bearer, the substitute for the sin of the world. He's going to die. That's the centerpiece. Now, God, what are we doing? Here we are. We're sheep. Uh-huh. That's what you are. You're sheep. What are you sending us? I just read it. Verse 30. In the middle of your love, I'm going to go and send you forth. You are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 36. Now, that's who we are. Sheep. Why? 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 I'm demonstrating what to the world? I'm demonstrating the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Where am I doing it? In little sheep. I want them to be sheep. I don't want them to be lions and great elephants. I want them to be sheep out there. Why can't we fight it all? Because it isn't your kingdom and that you don't want anything to do with this world. God saved you out of it. God is going and doing a wonderful thing. He's showing what? Think of the Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians 2:2. To the great city of Corinth, cosmopolitan city. I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Paul, you're an intellect, you're brilliant. But they don't need my brilliance. They needed to see the Lord Jesus Christ in me. Because there is no pasture. There is no solution apart from him. He's the only door. He's the only way. So what are we doing, God? You're going to send us forth as sheep. Uh-huh. And that's what a job is. So why can't we just conquer? Ah, hang on. Verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we listed them, and you can go back up to verse 35, etc., persecution, tribulation, you name it. Verse 37, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now God said, listen, I, the Lamb of God, went to the cross, and I could have, remember, the Pilate said, why don't you save yourself? And the Lord Jesus Christ said elsewhere, if I wanted to, I could send 12 angels, 12 legions of angels. You only need one of them, and he'd wipe you all out if I wanted to. But my kingdom is not here. This is condemned. I'm trying to tell you a simple message, the Lord said. I want you to know I went to the cross and died for each one of you that are out in the world. And you need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. He's the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. That's what John the Baptist announced. So God, what are we doing? What are we supposed to do? As my Father sent me, John 17, so send I you. How is that? As sheep. Sheep for the slaughter. All the while, you're more than a conqueror. You're my sheep. In my pasture, going down the corridor of time, a table before us, God sets it in the presence of our enemies. There they are. My cup runneth over, etc. Well, thou anointest my head with oil. God, that's where we're going. And we're a phenomena, as we mentioned Sunday. We're going down the road, and God, we're very vulnerable and can get all beat up and end up in, think of, in a tribulation, Revelation 13 or not, where God allows them to get killed. He did it in the those days. Rome took them to the lions, to the bear, to the fire, to the crucifixions. Wow. That's what they did. Now, God, you could have stopped that. He said I could have. But it wasn't the issue. The body isn't the issue. And you're making, don't make the body sickness. Don't make all of that. Don't get that. If you make that a big thing in your life, you're missing out. The big thing is not trying to fix and handle life like that. What you need to do is be believing. That's all. I want you to understand I'm your shepherd. And I'm taking you down the corridor of time as a sheep. You're going to get clipped. You aren't going to overcome everything. You aren't going to conquer. People are going to feel like they do. And they're caught up in whatever. But you want to make sure, as for you and your heart, you're going down the corridor of time and you're looking to God to take you through it. Now, God, having said that little bit, over, if you would please, to 1 Corinthians. So, God, that's what we're for. So if you're looking for something, no, there's no great thing. You're sheep. I want you to show what? I'm the Lamb of God that taketh the... Who's in my heart? The sheep. The shepherd's in my heart. The shepherd's in your heart if you're saved. And I'm a little sheep, and he's the lamb that is my shepherd. And that's what he's showing. He said, what about my family, my friends, my enemy, my school, my future, my job, my home, my country? No, God said, no. Don't let anyone come along, and don't let anything take away from you the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus, the singleness of heart. We did it, all these things. John, Matthew 17 and 8, and Moses and Elijah were gone, and Peter, James, and John looked, and all they saw is Jesus only. That's all. Nothing else and no one else. But God, there must be some other... No. No, I'm the shepherd. What does shepherd do? What does sheep do? They look to the shepherd. That's what they do. They trust the shepherd. That's what they do. They don't know. They don't know. That's why Romans 8 and that. We don't know what to pray for as we ought. No, you don't. Well, but. No, we're going to look to you, God. That's how we're going to get there. That's how we're going to get there. Why? Because we're just little sheep. Say, well, I don't want to be a little sheep. But you are a little sheep. And you want to try to be a lion, but you aren't a lion. And you want a big head of government and positions and power. You can do all of that. The world's doing it. But God, it isn't going to go anywhere. Well, how are they going to go? They can't overcome God. They can't fight God. You can't fight God now. You can't punch him in the nose. You can't do anything. All you can do is trust him. And that's what you're doing. So it isn't, life's a rather simple journey. And that's looking to God. I am the door. You can't go into the pasture apart from me. I'm the only Savior. You got to look to me to save you. I'm the only one that can get you from A to B to C to D. I can take care of wolves, lions, and snakes. So if you don't mind, you just trust me. And if I want you to face a wolf, then you face him, being thankful, and tell the wolf you're more than a conqueror through him that loves you. And you'll do fine. The wolf won't know what to do with it, but the devil does. The devil knows what you just said. Nothing can separate us from his hand. Nothing. We're sheep. Think of what you read in Psalm. We're sheep of his hand. His hand, sheep. And no one's going to get him. That's the way it is. It's not that simple. It is. It's wonderfully, wonderfully simple. 1 Corinthians, I started to say. And would you know, let me do it quickly here. I mean, hope you got a little bit. I just wanted you to get the handle. You have to be sheep. and you're sent as sheep. That's how you go. So you aren't going to go and beat up and gain. You are little sheep out there, and that's what you're doing. And that's how God's, because he's the lamb who's your shepherd. And you're representing who? Christ. Who's Christ? He's the Lamb of God. How can you represent the Lamb of God? You got to be a sheep. You got to be a sheep. So therefore, 1 Corinthians 1 and in verse 30, but of him, God, are you in Christ, Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth and boasts, you get excited about things, let him glory in the Lord. Now, God, you're the everything. You're my everything. That's right. You're my everything. I am, he said. I'm your everything. Everything. Everything? Everything. But what? No. I'm going to give you the next few hours, days, and years if I tarry. And I want you to find out that I'm your everything. From start to finish, I am your God and your Savior and your shepherd. And that's how you're going to go down the corridor of time as little old sheep. Oh, so vulnerable to get clipped, our old nature and everything. But I'm going to be to you everything you need. Over chapter 3. We'll close with chapter 3. I didn't get far, but hope you got a little bit. Chapter 3, 1 Corinthians. You know it, the wonderful things. But you got to see it in the light of what we're talking about. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, picking up, please, in verse 20. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain, useless. What's the sense? Got all kinds of these opinions and theories and everything. Okay, what I'm going to have, this is what I'm going to do, and this is how I'm going to do it. Fine. Verse 21. Therefore, since it's all vanity, therefore let no man glory in men. Why is that? For all things are yours. Whether Paul, Apollos, Cephas, that's Peter, or the whole world, or life, or death, life or death, things present, the present conditions, things to come, what's going to happen, you betcha, all are yours. Why? Because the shepherd is outworking his wonderful plan to outwork the future, tribulation, etc. Where is he doing it from? From your heart. He's running the world. So when you sit there, God, everything's yours. All of this stuff is happening. But it happens under the rule and grace and plan of God. And you sit right at headquarters. All are yours. What I'm going to do, I'm going to let this happen over here and this happen over here in China and Russia, all these different things, Europe. I'm going to let all these things happen. But all are yours. It's my plan, your plan. You're the body and we're one. What I'm doing, you're doing. And you learn to enjoy God's wonderful working in your heart, in the world. Let me finish in verse 23. And the end of verse 22, things to come, all are yours, and you are Christ, and Christ is God's. Simple. Don't let anyone take away the simplicity, the single-heartedness that he is God. And don't let anyone rob you, or anything rob you. Don't let your thoughts, your fears, your faults, your theories, your opinions, don't let them rob you of enjoying the wonderment of God who's out doing what he does in a most awesome way. And therefore, we're going to claim a little better. The Lord is my shepherd. My shepherd. My Savior. My God. my Father. I don't have time to read it. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. And I will be your Father, and you will be my son. You'll be my sons and daughters. That's what you're going to be. Now, how can you ask for more than that? You're more than a conqueror. You're running down the road. And what are we looking for? Well, I'm not looking for anything. I'm just looking to be the little sheep and go down the corridor, and God's going to show his wonderful person in a most wonderful way, saving me to the uttermost, saving you to the uttermost. No man plucking me can have me. No one can have me. No one can have you. You belong to him. No one can have you. They can take you, take hands, body, mind. They can't have me. You can have my, don't forget, I said this the other day to someone. You are not the body. You live in the body. You live in the body. You're a person. Your house at home, your home is in the body. But when the body's, God's finished with the body, we put it in the ground and dust, and God takes you home. Wow. I've got to quit. Hope you got a little bit. My shepherd. My shepherd. Little pronoun, mine. M-Y, my. And use my. And my keys, my house, my pajamas, if you have them. They're mine. My shepherd.